Samantha Bee to Longshot 2020 Democrats, Stop Wasting Your Time. By Ben Q on June 20, 2019. TBS Full Frontal host Samantha Bee urged Longshot candidates vying for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination to drop out of the race, arguing that they should stop wasting their time and run for Congress instead. Bee began by using the example of Montana Governor Steve Bullock, who is currently polling at 0.4%. behind the likes of Tulsi Gabbard, Julian Castro, and John Delaney. With 20 candidates set to take the stage, you'd think that the Democratic Party is just letting anyone in. But in reality, there are some candidates who didn't make the cutoff, such as Montana governor and the man who will sell your house today, Steve Bullock, Bee began. Bullock is currently polling around 0% because no one knows who the fuck he is. But even though he is a pointless presidential candidate, Bullock is pretty popular in his home state, the TBS host said. Continued. In the same year Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton by 20 points in Montana, Bullock actually won against his Republican opponent by 4 points. Which brings me to make a delicate request, run for Senate, goddammit. Bullock is just one of many Democrats wasting his time in a presidential race who could be way more useful running for something else. Bee complained, adding, you'd think people would be lining up to run for Senate. Bee then went on to target former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, who is also lagging well behind in the polls, but recently said that running for Senate simply just doesn't attract him at the moment. It doesn't attract you? Bee exclaimed. Well, 99.7% of Democratic presidential voters aren't attracted to you. John Hickenlooper, run for Senate. Pressed Bee. Colorado's Cory Gardner is one of the most vulnerable GOP senators this year. You have a good shot against him. And you literally have a 0.3% shot of being nominated for president. Look, I totally get why you wouldn't want to be in the Senate. You have to do painful things like craft legislation that never goes anywhere and see Chuck Schumer in the gym, she added. But the Senate is really important. We need Democrats who understand voters in places like Colorado and Montana. Otherwise, the next Supreme Court justice will probably just be a Bible taped to a mop handle. Bee's concern about the sheer number of Democratic presidential candidates was echoed by CBS Late Show host Stephen Colbert last week, who challenged former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke on why he was not running for Senate again next year. I just think given where we are, in this country, this moment of truth on everything you could care about, O'Rourke contended. I want to be in the most consequential position to make sure that I do everything I can to deliver for this country. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.